Will Russia get anything valuable? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a big question as they search for the wreckage of the American drone taken down by a Russian fighter jet over the Black Sea.
We know where it landed in the Black Sea. It's probably about maybe 4,000 or 5,000 feet of water, something like that. So any recovery operation is very difficult at that depth.
And top U.S. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says they've also taken action. So if Russia did recover something, no sensitive intelligence will be found.
Military leaders have called Russia's aggressive behavior reckless and unprofessional. And Milley says it's been increasing.
There is a pattern of behavior recently where there is a little bit more aggressive actions being conducted by the Russians. We think we haven't completed our analysis as to why that's happening.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's spoken to his Russian counterpart and adds the United States will continue to fly in international airspace.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. North Korea has launched another missile, a long-range intercontinental type this time, a third missile test this week. Angry over U.S. and South Korean military exercises that South Korea's president said after the launch must proceed. He's in Tokyo for a rare summit with Japan's prime minister. A federal judge in Texas has held a hearing in an abortion case getting a lot of attention. An attempt to stop medically inducing the end of a pregnancy. It tries to
force the drug mifepristone off the market nationwide. It's part of a two-pill regimen responsible for over half of abortions in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration approved mifepristone over 2 decades ago, but a coalition of pro-life groups are suing, asking them to rescind approval.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Another freight train has derailed, this time in Mojave County, Arizona, near the California border, but BNSF Railway reports no hazardous spills. Hours after the Senate's Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, urged the National Transportation Safety Board to do
a comprehensive review of all 7 Class 1 freight railroad companies' safety practices.
The NTSB is already probing Norfolk Southern over last month's toxic derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. America's listening to Fox.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
In addition to the talks top American defense officials held with their Russian counterparts over the downed U.S. drone, they also focused on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, meeting again with allied countries in the Ukraine Contact Group.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the group's mission remains simple.
Putin has now had a year's worth of proof that the United States and the Contact Group will support Ukraine's right to defend itself for the long haul.
While Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley praised the efforts of Ukraine to defend itself.
Ukrainians remain defiant, with steel in their spines and courage in their veins, and they have the broad support of the United States and the international community.
Secretary Austin says that the contact group's efforts are making a difference now and will continue to do so in the future. The invasion is now close to 13 months long. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly after a mixed day. The Dow plunged 280 points, but the Nasdaq rose 5. An NBA star will be sidelined a little longer.
The NBA suspending Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant for 8 games for conduct detrimental to the league, stemming from his flashing a gun during an Instagram live video earlier this month. In a statement Wednesday, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver calling Morant's actions irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous. Morant avoided criminal charges in Colorado from the incident and has since entered a counseling program to address his off-the-court behavior. That 8-game suspension from the NBA will factor in the 6 games Morant has already missed. He's eligible to return for the Grizzlies on March 20th. In New York, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Without Morant last night, Memphis beaten by the Miami Heat 138-119. In college, the bracket set for the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Arizona State grabbed the last spot, routing Nevada 98-73 last night in the final first 4-game. FDU also advanced, beating Texas Southern. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.